Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Old School with DP and J.
You have to get ready for this long haul of a season that you put, hopefully, your blood, sweat, and tears into training to be in your best form. And whatever team does it at a higher percentage, that means if you have 100 players and you do it at a 90%, you know, 90% of the guys do it on a 90% basis, generally it correlates to what you know your wins and losses.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, here in Lincoln, the capital city. We appreciate the text line, man, the last few days, texting in and, giving their opinions. So we're going to run down our text based on what makes a blue blood and who they think they are blue blood. All-time win from unknown texter 5604. That's easy enough.
But if it's just wins, you can have a program that's always really good that doesn't have iconic players, moments, or championships. So yeah, you have to have some of that top end. But otherwise, it's just counting game.
Yeah, I like that, though. But, I mean, and that eliminates some of the new kind of ones that we've seen in that list. 8985 says, I'll consider blue blood overall body of work plus multiple periods of dominance. I like that right there, right? Because I do think, and also text line, I want to say this after, we'll do this the next segment. Is there a blue blood or a well-respected program that didn't have a downturn? Now, some have been longer than others, but I can't think of one off the top of my head, Austin, that had a down. Now, it's all perception now, right? Where you had John Cooper, who was the head coach at Ohio State, putting out first-round picks and Hall of Fame players. You couldn't beat Michigan. You got you up out of there, and he was still winning games. Mm-hmm. Michigan definitely had a downturn. We've had ours. Notre Dame was multiple.
Oklahoma wasn't anything when you were there.
Oklahoma was horrible under Blake, so they had their downturn.
Bama before Saban?
Bama did. Heck, Mike Price didn't even get there. He got stuck in, like, El Paso at the strip club. Georgia definitely did at times. Penn State, obviously.
Notre Dame.
USC. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I think, has had. So that's also, that's why I like that 89-85. I want to give you your props. Overall body of work plus period, multiple periods of dominance. JP says it's overall body of work, in his opinion. I respect that as well. Chubby Rhino. Blue Bloods are minimal number of national championships, probably three. Total wins and win percentage. I like that. It's kind of like where everybody's saying the same thing. 4951 says top 10 in revenue are the top blue bloods. Money equals blue bloods. That must be what he's thinking right now. Right? That's got to be, he's got to be new. He might, he's probably like 20.
But okay.
I don't agree with it, but that, no. You got to respect the opinion.
Well, that's
I
can a green see, blood, not a blue blood.
Yeah.
Because A&M ain't no blue blood.
Yeah, they got, hey, SMU said they coming too.
SMU did say they
Pony
coming.
Pony Express 2.0.
We ride again.
Yeah, we're going to see. 5871 says Oklahoma more of a blue blood than Texas. We agree with you that. Gino says Oklahoma was the real deal in the 50s. Every one of these programs had some significant downturns, right? We got that. T.O. got his 250 win against Oklahoma and beat. Yeah, I was there. Trust me. And I'm going to tell you about that game. We were beating the brakes off them. And they kept blitzing, so we had to throw it. That's how we got up to 70. I'll never forget this. Nobody, I mean, the stadium was like bare. We were, you know, to be honest with you, we were looking at cheerleaders. We were done. That's the Turf Monster game. I was excited. I had a one-handed pick. It was on national TV, but I was upset because I didn't get to do the percolator in the end zone. But it was over. But behind our bench, I'll never forget, they had like the just high school steel benches. That's how Oklahoma was garbage, right? The stadium was horrible. I mean, this guy, I'll never forget this. I don't know if he was a farmer or he was like a good old boy from Oklahoma. He was up top. I'll never forget. I kept looking and he had like work boots on, you know, like he just came off, you know, farm and overalls on and a white t-shirt. I'll never forget this. And he had an Oklahoma hat. And he comes down, he walks down and he gave us the business. You might be kicking our butt now, but we're going to get you back, this. I mean, he was talking to T.O. He didn't understand that what Oklahoma was doing on defense wasn't helping us just run the clock out. We had to throw it, you know? So, but it just happens.
Hypothetically, had you been able to do the percolator in the end zone, how much running would you have had to do on Monday?
I wouldn't have cared. Because I already had gotten in trouble with T.O. in the spring when I got a pick six, threw it against the fence, and was dancing. Now, first of all, I started as a freshman, splitting time as a junior or as a sophomore, was supposed to be an open competition, but the linebacker coach had lied to me. So I was mad. Like, I hated everything and everybody. That was me being selfish. Now, when the season came, I was just all about winning, but that was. So when I did that in the end zone, like when I did it, I didn't care. What are you going to do? T.O. was like, that's going to be a 15-yard penalty. This in the game. I was like, man, whatever. This end zone, you know, because I was hyped. So I would have done it in the game. And then I had to, you know, then I was mad. I was like, will you ever get this, you know, opportunity again? And then I would say, you know, Colorado, so forth and so on is probably the play of my career. But anyways, 39-94. Yeah, he said it should be. Picks based on overall work since inception of the school, right? That's where we bring the question in hand with the Hurricanes, or overall work the past couple of decades. So you get a little bit. I like both, right?
Ooh, see, I don't like the work over the last couple of decades.
That's why I said you get a little bit of both based on that list. That's how you get the list that you got right now.
Sure, but that's when maybe context goes a long way, because you have to, I think, differentiate if you're talking blue bloods and new bloods, right? Because clearly now is not Nebraska's time as a blue blood, but what Nebraska does historically stacks up with, you know,
anybody.
Any of the top four or five programs in the country.
Yeah.
Because if it's just over a couple decades, sure, throw Georgia in there. They had their close calls.
Yeah, Clemson's in there. Through.
Clemson is absolutely in there. Oregon under Chip Kelly, I think, has some iconic teams and players.
Yeah, for sure.
But not in college football history.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, heck, up until recent downturn, I could argue that Stanford with Shaw and Harbaugh. I mean, you'd be bringing in a lot of people. 4424 says, I may be off. It was the 80s or 90s where they got punted. It must be talking about Oklahoma.
Bama.
Yeah, they went through a little bit of downturn. Mr. Cub says, pains me to say, but Nebraska is definitely not a blue blood anymore. They're not a new blood. They're a blue blood. Culligan J says, brand, academic All-Americans, a history of winning and successful coaches and coaching tree and many years of being established program. So it's like everything. Just the whole snapshot of your program.
Right. The question becomes, what is a history of winning? How much is enough? The coaching one is interesting to me because you can't think of any of these programs without an iconic coach or not, you know, two or three, maybe even four.
Yeah.
But if you're going to throw coaching tree into the mix.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I have a tough time with that because think about all the Bill Belichick assistants.
Yeah, they all have been horrible.
They can't hack it, right? I mean, Nick Saban is kind of the
outlier
here, right? Yeah. You know, credit him for hiring the dudes he has and working with them. But if Kirby Smart wasn't Kirby Smart, you don't hold that against Nick Saban.
Yeah. Yeah. And Nick Saban's done a really good job of expanding his coaching tree. So, Danico says, let me see, established brand over time through the winning years and even much so in the down years. This is his body of work, right? D-Man says, you can't not be a blue blood anymore. That's literally not how it works. Right, you're a blue blood, right? Nebraska's a blue blood. Is that what he's saying?
Well, the question I would ask would be Indiana basketball, right? Is Indiana basketball a blue blood?
Yeah. They are.
Probably.
They are. They're lower end blue blood, but they Indiana basketball is part of NCAA. They're a blue blood.
Then Nebraska's got to be in it for football.
Yeah, they're the same. We're the same.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think Coach Rule is like Bobby Knight, though. You think you're going to throw a chair? Bo Pelini is Bobby Knight.
Who?
Remember, this is the thing I like about Bo Pelini. He was this close from that hat, that back of his hat, cutting that dude's nose wide open, and it would have been a crime scene investigation.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been Dexter, because if you catch that right there, boop. There you go.
The problem for Bo is there aren't many chairs on sidelines, right? Is Bo going to throw the whole bench, or is he going to throw a headset?
Oh, I'm just kidding. Bo wasn't like Bobby Lee. Bo, but he was, you know, he got it. I mean,
Bo didn't lock a player in a closet, did he?
Bob Devaney was crunk. That's your boy, the crazy dude that just passed away. Locked Craig James' son in there.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Oh, Leach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
You got a concussion.
Do you have to be crazy to coach at Texas Tech? Like Lubbock?
He fits Lubbock. But I think Lubbock's a lot more like it's spruced up now. Mm. I just remember we flew in there. I looked out the back of the plane. I was like, this place is horrible. Like, this in Waco, I was like, they shouldn't even be allowed to have a football team. The field, listen, the AstroTurf was bootleg. The white lines were raised. I was like, man, you guys got to be cheap. We got dressed. We didn't have no fans in there. I don't even know if we had locker. We had three guys in the locker. You don't want to be there. Dudes got jockey, got, you know, people's butts in your face. It was horrible. Lubbock was horrible. I'm glad Patrick Mahomes put some money in there.
Waco was also underwhelming. Wife and I went there last summer before the baby came. Like, this is it? Like, this is Waco? What's the point of Waco?
You know what's great? One of my high school teammates is Drew's first assistant. Jared Nunes. He's been down there for like 14 years. He played with him at Valparaiso or played with his brother. And so he's been down there. And, you know, we're Minneapolis. I ain't asked him yet, but I've been looking at him sideways. You all right down there? Because I think that's like get out down there.
They blink once for yes, blink twice for no.
Right, man. Right. I want to ask him, man. You all right down there, man? You know, but yeah, because it's like Waco, a lot of things happen in Waco. You had, was it David Koresh was down there?
Something like that,
right?
Yeah.
One of the Colts was
there. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? One of the Colts was down there. First of all, Waco back then was just weird. You know, so you got David Koresh down there.
Mm-hmm. You Branch had, Davidians and all that.
And you had the, Art Briles. And then you remember they had the oil refinery that just blew up? Remember it was down there?
Yeah.
Like,
well, and Scott Drew, what he took over at Baylor wasn't good either.
Right.
Good before him.
They've been getting in trouble left and right. Then you had the woman's coach where she just was...
Oh, Mulkey.
Mulkey.
Yeah.
Just gangstered in a mug down
She's
there.
She's staying crazy, yeah. though.
Now, the baseball team, I think, used to be good.
Fine. RG3, how'd you end up in Waco, man?
Hey. RG3 is a... listen, something happened to RG3 at Washington to where he can do whatever, say whatever he wants. He get on Twitter, talk about politics. He says some racy stuff on live TV. He talking about, was it HBO, help a brother out. Hey, I mean, he just pushes it right to the edge and then he goes, walks it back.
It's a talent. It's a skill.
It's a talent. Big Bird, let's see what his image is. He sent us a thing. What is this?
The streaks.
Yeah. He said it would what Austin just did. But Austin, here we go. Now, I'm just going to just tell you this. Chuck Foreman is going to be in studio this season. Now, obviously,
hello.
So you're going to know. First of all, it's going to be before it gets too cold. So that's guaranteed. You come down there and act a fool when it's cold. That's what you... So we're going to record. We're going to play this back. Now, I gave you the task, gave you some time to think on this. Is the University of Miami Hurricanes, the U, a blue blood?
I don't know, Jay. Are they?
I'm asking. No. You ain't going to do this. No, I gave you 30 minutes to answer the question you talking about. You going to ask me?
Socratic method. I'm about it.
Yeah.
Miami, the resume. 614 wins, 353 losses.
Mm-hmm.
42 bowl appearances, 19-23 in them. 5 national titles, 4 of them in a 9-year span. 518 weeks, ranked 68 of those at number one. Been ranked in the final college football playoff rankings twice. 2 Heisman Trophy winners.
Iconic coaches, too.
Iconic coaches. You went through the list last segment. The problem with Miami, that stadium, though.
Hold on now.
That stadium,
the
though.
Original Orange Bowl is for real. That's an iconic stadium.
But they're not there anymore.
True.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But listen.
But they're in. Yeah, they're blue blood.
Yeah.
They're good. They're
that fine. Stadium, yeah. That stadium had a mystique, man. I'm telling you. It was serious. I mean, you in the hood. It's like they must have got cheap land, you know, like swamp land. You had to have a whole bunch of like flood insurance or something. It was intimidating going in there, especially when remember when Miami was playing. Who was it that they were playing on that Thursday night on ESPN? And the coach said, like, petitioned for them not to. No, it was the bowl game where they weren't supposed to come out in the smoke.
Oh yeah,
they were like, oh yeah, we're not gonna do it. Here comes the smoke. Or remember when they were mad they didn't get a national championship and they played Texas and they had 12 penalties in the first half?
Miami's about that life.
They've had iconic moments, iconic players,
teams,
iconic
coaches,
teams. They're definitely a blue blood, whether you like it or not. And they're a small little private school.
Mm-hmm.
Great campus, though.
Yeah. You forget Miami's private.
Yeah, well, the players don't fit private school. They just don't. And because they went in and recruited a lot of guys from, you know, Liberty City and all that. And, you know, I went down there last year and, you know, with my dad going into the Ring of Fame or whatever. Jimmy Johnson was there. Vinny Testaverde still got his shag representing. You know, kicked it with Russell Maryland. You know, guys I grew up watching and knowing, you know, being, you know, with my dad and stuff. They're definitely a blue blood, whether you like it or not.
Okay, so let's just make the official list by conference then.
Blue bloods?
Yeah. So SEC has Bama.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Ten.
Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska.
Michigan, OSU, Nebraska. Okay, ACC.
Miami.
Do you consider Florida State?
Florida State essentially got their start when they came up here and played Nebraska. Bobby Bowden had that thing on autopilot dominance for I don't know how long.
20 plus years.
Jimbo. They're lower end. You got to put them in, though. How many national championships they have?
Florida State has a number of 93, 99, 13. 16 conference championships.
Yeah, you got to put them in there.
556, 260, and 16 for the record. 3 Heisman Trophy winners, all since 93.
Yeah.
That stadium, though.
That war chance.
The war chant.
Have you ever
played the spear?
Listen, if you ever get a chance to, I guess you could put it on Twitter or whatever, and you just see the war. Have you ever seen that? When they do it?
Like, I haven't been like seen it in person.
I'm talking about like the fan. Boy, yeah. I didn't know it was like that down there.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Do we have to consider Oklahoma and Texas SEC Blue Bloods now?
That's fine. Oklahoma's in for sure.
Yeah.
Texas is debatable.
We'll keep Texas out.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
Texas. And then independent would be Notre Dame.
Yep.
Which gives us our list of this still just feels high. We're at 8. Bama, Oklahoma, Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska, Miami, Florida State, Notre Dame.
I like it.
So from the list we were talking about before, we bumped off Georgia, Texas, USC, Penn State, added Florida State, Nebraska, Miami. That's where we land on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that list. Get a little spice.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Hurricanes. I'm gonna tell you this story, man. So it was a long weekend, because dad's going everywhere, and I will tell you, Mario Cristobal was phenomenal to all the guys or whatever, and the facilities and all that stuff. So you do that, and then my dad has it's a long weekend, as it should be. And then the game was at night. They played Clemson, went in over, that. But they won. And them Hurricanes fans is out. They out of control. They singing and dance. It's just who they are. And they, so we walked out, and there was some Clemson, it must have been family of a couple players, because they had shirts on or whatever. Mm-hmm. Miami fans is just surrounding them, chanting and stuff like that. They get hype, man. They get it hype down there.
My mom would like to throw out that she has been in the old Orange Bowl and gotten beer bottles thrown at her when she was a member of the marching band.
It was intimidating down there. They said they used to, shake the bus and all that stuff.
What's worse, beer bottles at Miami or
batteries at Colorado?
I say batteries or warm
JP
water
says
bottles.
USC. USC's got it in there, right? They got to be in there. USC's in there.
Okay. Well, add USC.
Yeah, we got to add USC.
There are. Do they count as Big Ten?
Why not? We love you. We'll accept you because you're a blue blood.
Bring that sweet, sweet TV revenue.
So that means the Big Ten is the most dominant, the better conference.
Big Ten 4, SEC 2, ACC 2, 1 independent.
There you go. Mm. This is going to be, I will say, Austin, here we was it July 10th. Football's in the air, man.
It starts in 3 weeks, right?
It's on.
Fall camp.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, those poor guys. I hope it's 99 degrees and 90% humidity.
And 90-mile-an-hour winds.
No, I don't want no wind. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel the heat and everything. So when you get down and dirty, you done battle through it.
There's no dirt. It's just mud.
Yeah, you get dust in your eyes out here, boy. So, yeah, I like that list. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the tiers that I sent Austin of all-time wins and see what you guys think about that. But Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, quick break. We'll be right back.
Watch.